This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
I'm not sure what the precise definition of a one-hit songwriter is, but it doesn't necessarily mean the muse descended just the once and the rest of life is a wasteland. For example, this enduring entry in the Sinatra catalogue.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill. Each time I kiss her, believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face.
Lyrics by Phil Silvers. She, if he didn't write other hit songs, it's because he was busy starring on Broadway and in Hollywood and on TV for years as Sergeant Bilko. Or how about...
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game.
Music by Charles Gates Dawes. If he didn't write other hits, it's because he was busy starring in the White House as Vice President of the United States under Calvin Coolidge. Or how about... Music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, lyrics by Trevor Nunn. If he didn't write other hits, it's because he was busy directing acclaimed dramatic productions at the Royal Shakespeare Company and the National Theatre. Although that song has probably made him more money than Shakespeare and Chekhov and Tom Stoppard put together. Catty showbiz anecdote. Charles Hart, the lyricist of Phantom of the Opera, was once pitching potential song titles to Andrew Lloyd Webber, one of which was You Can't Live on Memories, to which Andrew responded, Trevor Nunn does. This is the song James Shelton lives on, or rather, his estate does. No one knows anything about him, but this song has been sung by four generations of female stars.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night, gave myself in that misty light, was hypnotized by a strange delight. Under a lilac tree.
From Eartha Kitt to Miley Cyrus.
I made wine from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see. And be who I want to be.
The list of songs sung by both Eartha and Miley is a short one, so that in itself is a rare distinction when you get a little ways into it. Harmonically and also melodically, it could be Cole Porter.
Listen to me, why is everything so hazy?
But it's not Cole Porter, even though the title of the song comes from a rather Porteresque figure, the English novelist Ronald Fairbank. Both men spent their young adulthood tootling around the continent and North Africa to no particular purpose. Porter then went back to America and became a star songwriter, whereas poor Mr. Fairbank expired of lung disease in Rome. At any rate, in his 1924 novel Sorrow in Sunlight, that's the British title, the American title is unsayable these days. In Sorrow in Sunlight, a lady called Miami hosts a party, quote, offering a light lilac wine, sweet and heady, Miami circled here and there.
Lilac wine is sweet and heady. Like my love.
I assume that at one point James Shelton read Ronald Fairbank's novel and the image of lilac wine sweet and heady stayed with him. Other than that, virtually nothing is known of him. He was an actor who made his Broadway debut in a show called New Faces of 1934. But if you're in the audience in 1934, the new face you'll remember was that of Henry Fonda. 5 years later, James Shelton was back on Broadway in the Straw Hat Revue. But the straw hat, you'll remember, was that atop the noggin of Danny Kaye, singing the songs of his soon-to-be wife, Sylvia Fine. But James Shelton was in the cast too, singing songs by James Shelton.
I'm the small-town boy you've heard of, that you never get much word of, 'cause I've never left our town to make a name. I prefer familiar faces to those lonesome far-off places, and maybe in your heart you feel the same. I'll admit we often have our ups and downs, but ours is just one of those good old towns. Our town is like your town, and I love it though it's very plain. And our town has the sun and sometimes has the rain.
Is that a song by a small town boy, or is that the song that a city slicker writes about what he thinks a small town is? The Straw Hat Review worked out for Danny Kaye, who went on to Hollywood, and Imogene Coker, who went on to TV and The Sid Caesar Show, and for Alfred Drake, who went on to star in Oklahoma. But not so much for James Shelton, who just stayed where he'd always been, puttering on the edges of show business. It was 11 years before he was back on Broadway in a revue called Dance Me a Song. He wrote the music, he wrote the lyrics, he wrote the sketches, he directed it, but it ran a few weeks, and insofar as the show is remembered, it's because it marked the Broadway debut of a guy who had become a real powerhouse director, choreographer of stage and screen, Bob Fosse. But there was a song written by Mr. Shelton a few years earlier.
Lilac wine is sweet and heady like my love.
Arthur Kitt was a good friend to songwriters, and she liked the songs of James Shelton.
The devil has a smiling face when girls get out of hand, and if you start sashaying, he'll just laugh to beat the band. But to keep the gentleman happy and to never make him mad, then be bad, be bad, be bad, be bad, be bad. There's nobody like the devil for leaving bad enough alone. He'll treat you on the level if you cast that extra stone. He's always very calm and cool when things are getting hot, and he'll treat you like a lady if he's pretty sure you're not.
He'll treat you like a lady if he's pretty sure you're not. Cute and very Arthur Kitt, but it hasn't lasted the way Arthur's other James Shelton song has. Lilac Wine has what Andy Marriott likes to call atmosphere. And that's a good way of putting it. Singers respond to that, and so do their arrangers and orchestrators.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night.
Arthur Kitt, arranged by Maurice Levine.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night.
The great cabaret singer Sylvia Sims, much admired by Sinatra, arranged by Ralph Burns.
I
myself on a cool damp night.
A great jazz vocalist, Helen Merrill, arranged by Richard Heyman.
I lost myself on a cool damp night.
The Queen of the Beatniks, Judy Hensky, arranged by Onsie Matthews.
I lost myself on a cool damp night.
Yes, you can be atmospheric without an intro. Chris Connor, arranged by Ralph Sharon.
I lost myself on a cool damp night.
And yes, you can even be atmospheric without any instruments. Rod McEwen. And in the fullness of time, it came to Nina Simone, who needed no orchestration at all.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by strange delight. Under a lilac tree.
The thing about Nina Simone is that often, just by recording the song, she kept that song out there in the world. Lots of singers, particularly female singers, put on Nina Simone LPs late in the evening when the rockier stuff's exhausted. And if they've got pals around, they say, you know, that's really the kind of material I'd like to sing. And on such slender sotto voce connections, an obscure ballad from a flop review finally made its way to a mass audience via a British singer, Elkie Brooks. The man who helped transform that song is the creator of the Wombles catalogue, the composer of number one hits for Art Garfunkel, the co-author of the title song from Phantom of the Opera, Mike Batt.
The phone went, and it was from the managing director of A&M Records. And he said, I've got a bit of a problem. We're trying to get to the next level with Elkie. And we've got this song that goes down really well live. It's called Lilac Wine. Can I send it to you? And he sent me her live version.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by strange delight. Under a lilac tree.
What he wanted me to do is replay the drama or the excitement or whatever it might be about the performance of a live act. And so I said, would it take away from the rock and rollness of it if I orchestrated it with quite a large orchestra? And he said, no, he thought that would be a very good way of adding some drama to it.
Lilac wine, is sweet and heady. Like my love, lilac wine, I feel unsteady. Like my love, listen to me.
She was quite diva-ish the way she did it, because it goes from nothing to being quite angry, almost forceful. Listen to me, you know, it's a big dramatic moment on the orchestra. We ended up with me doing this violins and cellos and all the strings going.
Were you aware of the transformation you were making? Because you've enlarged that song in ways that nobody would have thought possible.
Yeah, I did feel I had to make it sound good on radio, and that's why the rhythm section. I just wanted a big, strong kick drum beat, boom, boom, boom. I wanted it to have heft on the chorus.
Lilac wine, I feel unsteady.
People think it's some kind of folk song. The verses have a folk-like quality in a way.
Yeah, telling a story. I lost my love on a cold, dark night. You know, it's like, how can this be a hit? This isn't a hit. This is just a story. Under a lilac tree. It's all rubato. There's no tempo, really, at all. We were going to do it as a backing track and then have her put it on afterwards. But I just said to Aki, look, why don't you try this live? We can look at each other, eye contact wise. So while all this creeping drama is happening, I'm looking at her, she's looking at me. And I think it is a bit of a two-way thing, because I might go, and what about now? And she'll go, yeah, and then boom, the next bit happens.
Why is everything so hazy? Isn't that he? Or am I going crazy, dear?
You've brought this song back for two generations, and we've talked about the Elkie Brooks version. And then a generation goes by, and you are basically turning a singer with the oddest biography I've ever heard, because she comes from Georgia in the Soviet Union, but somehow winds up in Northern Ireland. On her first album, she does this song. Was that your idea?
Yes, and to be honest with you, it was almost a filler, because we'd done quite a few of my songs. I thought, you know, we need another song for the album. What about this one I did years ago with Elkie Brooks? And 18-year-old Katie said, yes, I love it. Let's have a go. I said, the only thing is we'd have to do it completely differently as we can. But obviously, there's a certain drama that it has. That's what makes it what it is. So we have to keep those elements, the storytelling nature of it.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree.
She was extraordinary. I think the young 18-year-old Katie, who was thinking, almost not thinking as she sang, it was just happening.
Well, you can have someone like Elkie Brooks, who has a song that she's been doing on the road, on stage. She's thinking about it, getting deeper and deeper into the drama. And then, as you say, if you've got someone who's 18 and maybe hasn't lived in the way that Elkie has, they're basically the extremes of the way you can approach a number, the Elkie Brooks.
That's true,
and the Katie, yeah.
On Lilac Wine, I had to listen to the Katie version before we began this conversation, and I hadn't heard it for I can't remember how long. Her vocal version of it, her approach, is that of an 18-year-old girl, but a very mature one, thinking these thoughts and putting the drama in. I mean, her singing is beautiful for a I nearly said beautiful for an 18-year-old. It's beautiful anyway.
I made one from the lilac tree. Lost my heart in its recipe. It made me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. But I think more than I ought to think. I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady, like my love. Oh, lilac wine, I feel unsteady, like my love. Listen to me.
You can tell the difference between the one I did with Elkie, which was, as you say, a mature woman who's acting on a big stage there, whereas Katie wasn't acting on a big stage. She was just singing this lovely song. She sings it in a beautiful, beautiful way. And I was astonished how mature this 18-year-old girl, who, as you say, had been a kid on the streets of Belfast during the Troubles 4 years before.
Lilac wine.
A lot of people must have heard that second version because one of the biggest stars of the 21st century, Miley Cyrus, subsequently recorded Lilac Wine. And my understanding is that she'd heard your take two on that song. Does it just seem entirely random to you that it could have been this song or it could have been some other song?
I don't really know. The more we talk about it, the curiouser and curiouser I get. I mean, if you'd mentioned to the writer, this song will one day be a big hit, they probably have thought, of all my songs I've ever written, that's the least likely to be a hit because it's a drama song for a review. And it's about a girl through the alcohol seeing the ghost of her lover.
He'd try writing Basic Boy Meets Girl, completely forgotten. And this very particular but very vivid song managed somehow to plant itself in the language so that Nina Simone and Elkie Brooks and Eartha Kitt and Miley Cyrus all sing it.
Lilac wine is sweet. Well,
yeah, it's in there, although it's hard to hear under the drums and it's not on a core anglais. But that's Mike Batt's Little Figure. He first wrote for Elkie Brooks. Still there, the best part of half a century later, somewhere on those muffled keyboards. And so a sort of secret song for so much of its life gets passed on from Eartha Kitt to Nina Simone to Elkie Brooks to Katie Melua to Miley Cyrus. Many years ago, I went to see the aforementioned cabaret singer Sylvia Sims in a little joint in Midtown Manhattan. As I said, Sinatra was a huge fan of hers. As a matter of fact, he conducted an album of hers, one of three vocal albums he conducted over his long career, one for Peggy Lee, one for Dean Martin, and the last for Sylvia Sims. So I always liked going to see Miss Sims, just on the off chance Frank might be in that night. Well, this particular night he wasn't, and Sylvia sang a song I didn't know, and afterwards I asked her where it came from, and she said James Shelton wrote it for Dance Me a Song. That's right, the very same show Lilac Wine came from. Here is the other song from that show.
For reasons that my fate knows best, I met a man one day. With charm and manner, he was blessed. he smiled my way. I loved him then, but that's old hat. I love him now, it's true. He likes me, yes, no more than that. The one he really loves is you. I am the girl that he'll meet. I am the girl that he'll look at and smile. But I am the one that he'll leave after a while. I'm the girl I am the girl that will be his when he finds that he's lonesome for you and things that you find you're too busy to do. I'm the girl. I am the girl that he'll call up at 3. And I am the girl that will go. I'll be so terribly happy to be the one who says yes after you have said no. I am the girl who will wait. Wait even sometimes when he won't appear. When he wants to see me, I'll always be near. I'm the girl. I am the girl that he'll call up at 3, and I am the girl that will go. I'll be so terribly happy to be the one who says yes after you have said no. I am the girl who will smile, smile when my heart wants to burst into tears. But I'll wait for him if the waiting takes years. For I'm the girl. Yes, I'm the girl.
A song from Me to You. Sylvia Sims sings words and music by James Shelton from a forgotten Broadway review, Dance Me a Song. And I'll bet on that long ago opening night, that's the song that he thought would land, even though the entire situation is spelled out in the verse. He likes me, yes, no more than that, the one he really loves is you. And the song doesn't really have anywhere to go after that. And so I'm the girl, never went anywhere. And a strange, freaky tale drawn from an aside in a Ronald Furbank novel sails on toward its 9th decade.
Steins. Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.